Dressed as BC Lions legend Louis Passalia, Sydney resident Bryce McFadden couldn't hide his excitement about being at Treat Street on Hallows Eve, Thursday. He's been to every spooktacular block party since it started in 2014. I always love coming out here to enjoy the festive evening. It's great to see the children, grandparents, neighbors and community members supporting the event. Like McFadden, Jessica Heke and her family have been regular Treat Streeters for the last 10 years, rain, shine, or COVID. They had movies during the pandemic, so we brought the kids to watch. Morgan Shaw, Executive Director of Sydney Business Improvement Area Society, BIA, says this year's event saw the biggest participation, with 58 businesses and community groups opening their doors and handing out candies. BIA estimated at least 10,000 people attended Treat Street, with kids snatching up all 20,000 candies. Sydney Mayor Cliff McNeil-Smith, who came dressed as Harry Potter, is grateful to the community for supporting the Halloween event on Beacon Avenue, year after year. "It's really nice here and Treat Street just brings all families together," said 8th grader Lars Hogan. Explore Sydney, Sydney BIA, and Peninsula Celebrations Society hosted this year's Treat Street, as they have for the past 10 years.